Hi, everybody, and welcome to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is November 26th, almost to the end of November, and we're on page 70 of your magazines. And today we have a new TOEIC lesson for you.
今天我们有一个新多益情境试题攻略的练习。
Now, very often when I see new TOEIC at the top of the page, maybe Wesley has a similar feeling. We think, oh, this is probably going to be a pretty easy lesson.
Yeah, 这个看到 new TOEIC, 我们常会觉得这一课大概是相对简单的一课。
Because sometimes it's just some kind of a text, and we have to answer two or three questions, and they're not that difficult.
没错，因为通常就是有一个text，然后一个短文，然后大概两三个问题，通常都不会太难。
However, this time, the text is quite complex, so don't underestimate it. Spend some time on it to understand it thoroughly.
好，但这一次呢，我们的这个文章呢，比较复杂一点，所以不要太轻敌，花点时间，这个多好好了解一下这文章在讲什么。
And another point to watch out for is that this text is very British.
好，那另外一点呢，就是这篇文章它的这个写作的style就相当的英式。Because
it's about something that happens or that's taking place in the UK, in England. And so the words they use and the cities that they're talking about, they're all UK.
因为这一篇文章它跟英国有关的公司是在英国，所以它谈到的地名，它使用的语言都相当的英式。Okay,
so here are our instructions, part 7, reading comprehension, directions. In this part, you will read a selection of texts, such as magazine and newspaper articles, letters and advertisements. Each text is followed by several questions. Select the best answer for each question. And mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. This is not the hard part. And also questions 1 through 3 refer to the following website and email.
好，那这个指示部分就是它题目的说明部分呢，它说在这一部分呢，你会读到一个 selection of texts， 有一些选文，例如可能是杂志或者是报纸的文章，也可能是信，也可能是广告。然后呢，每一个 text is followed by 它后面跟着 several questions， 几个问题，然后要你选最棒的一个答案，然后呢，每一个问题最棒的答案，然后把标示一下是 A、B、C 还是 D， 好，标示在你的 answer sheet 上面，你的答案纸上面。And
questions 1 through 3 refer to the following website and email.
然后呢，底下1到3题呢，跟以下这个文章跟 email 有关。So
we're going to take this text piece by piece, because it's a bit long, we have to be able to absorb it piece by piece. If we do it all at once, we'll probably figure out